When a city has whole neighborhoods sliding into blight, demolishing one house at a time might not work. You need a plan. Well, a project in Macon is aimed at giving officials and the public a path towards a blight strategy in the shape of a single map. Allison Goldie says there's one big question that makes her job hard.
How do we even think about solving this problem without knowing what we have?
As the head of the Macon-Bibb County Land Bank, Goldie is on the front lines of the $15 million blight remediation effort here. The land bank buys blighted houses, which the county then demolishes. The thing is, Macon-Bibb County can't really say where its blighted housing is. That's why, from a headquarters in a mill house in East Macon, Detroit-based Loveland Technologies is mapping roughly half of Macon, some 33,000 parcels.
Yeah, we only had a little section left.
In Detroit, Loveland mapped the entire city. That helped a public-private partnership find and demolish 11,000 of more than 73,000 blighted homes on that map. Loveland's Isaac Robb says property inventories like this aren't new, but this one goes deeper.
While cities and counties have collected data, tax delinquencies, parcel size, lot information for a long time,
what they haven't done is give you a clear picture of what a place is used for, or even just what it looks like. That's where the surveyors, armed with computer tablets and the Loveland app, come in. The work goes like this. Head out to a spot in the city, look at what's in front of you, and fill in some questions on the app, which comes preloaded with all that other data. Repeat thousands of times.
So the first question we ask is there a structure on the site? And we define structure as something permanent.
A house? Yes. Storage shed? No.
And then we go through basic occupancy. So if it's occupied, if it's unoccupied, possibly occupied or partially occupied.
What about squatters?
That's still occupied.
Other questions include, how does the roof look? Is the structure painted?
Are possums going in and raccoons and, doing all their fun and games inside?
Then surveyors snap a curbside photo for the app. Taken together, you get a city-sized look at the spectrum of livable housing. Anything unlivable, aka blighted, shows up as bright red on the map. I head out with the surveying team to see the mapping firsthand. We go to a street of modest but well-kept houses in East Macon. A man has just killed a rat snake in his mother's front yard when we pull up. He asks Carissa Coleman what it is we're up to.
And what we're doing is surveying vacant lots or abandoned house, sidewalks and everything so they can redevelop. So if you see people out and taking pictures, that's what's going on.
I'll let her know.
Yeah, that's what's
this interaction, this is one reason why Loveland hires and pays locals as surveyors when they come to your town. Allison Goldie of the Macon-Bibb Land Bank looks forward to seeing neighborhood-level patterns of blight and bright red. She also expects to see another pattern, what she calls tipping point neighborhoods.
Where if we can intervene up front, we can stop a neighborhood from becoming blighted.
That would be brand new. Goldie says she'll need another employee to keep up with demand. That will take more money. So will demolishing the structures. That's the job of Cass Hatcher, Macon-Bibb County's blight consultant. He says asking for more money from the county commission will be easy when they see all the red on the map.
And they can see all this blood. They can see how bloody the map is, and they know they got a problem.
And once they see that, Hatcher and Goldie hope commissioners will be ready to get to work. Loveland Technologies expects the Macon Blight Map to be done in September. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.